All right, good Monday everyone. Good evening everyone. Daming ganap, kakabalik lang natin. Wala pang 24 hours, my goodness. I mean, there's so much going on. Itong CUSA Senado. Again, don't worry, Justice Carpio. Again, thank you for joining us, Justice Effort. Says daming ganap, hindi ko pa na-mention sinong guest natin, Justice Carpio. Thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you, Richard, for having me again.
Justice Carpio, obviously, I have my good friend, Secretary Llamas, to later on do the more marites. But obviously, before we go to the meat of discussion and things that you have been obviously giving a lot of commentaries on, particularly itong new regulations, quasi-laws ng China laban sa potentially Filipino civilians near Scarborough Shoal and other areas. And obviously, gusto na din natin pag-usapan itong investigations on Duterte's Gentleman's Agreement in the Congress. And obviously, we want to also talk about itong concerns about infiltration of the AFP and military in light of itong sidelining, to put it mildly, of a very, very senior Navy official. Bago natin pag-usapan yan, medyo mag, let's go around the global headlines. Sorry, Justice Carpio, I'm doing this to you, but I think this is the way forward. Again, I know that there's so much we still don't know, and there's so much more that we have to look at. But just scratching the surface, what is your understanding of this ICC? Ito na, mukhang they're pushing ahead now with warrants of arrest against Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, but also Hamas leaders. And unlike ICJ, ICC can go against individuals, even though these individuals may belong to non-state actors. Because I'm sure may mga nagsabi, bakit yung ICJ hindi sinama yung Hamas? Well, Hamas doesn't represent a sovereign state, but ICC can do that. So this is the big news. Just when we thought the big news from the Middle East is, of course, the helicopter crash that everyone has been following over the past 24 hours. Pwede natin pag-usapan ng konti yan, Justice Carpio, and then connect natin sa ICC case ni Duterte. And bakit ang bilis na itong sa Gaza and Israel? Bakit yung sa Pilipinas ang tagal-tagal? Again, to the degree that we understand, scratching the surface lang, Justice Carpio.
Well, the warrant of arrest, of course, cannot be served on Netanyahu within Israel. They will not cooperate. But that limits the movement of Netanyahu. He will have to be careful if he goes out of the country. But the interesting thing about Sinwar or Sinhar is if Israel manages to catch him, they just might turn him over to the ICC.
This is the
Instead
head
of,
of the military wing of Hamas,
yes.
for those who are not familiar.
Yeah, he's the head of the military of Hamas and supposed to be, he gave the go signal for the taking of hostages and for starting
The October
the
7
war.
operation, yeah.
Yeah. So that's another possibility if, the Israelis get him, instead of keeping him in prison, they might turn him over to the ICC. That's one possibility.
But not Netanyahu. I mean, that would be quite strange, right? They would
Well,
say,
yes,
well,
that would be strange
yeah.
because, but the rule is, unless ICC gets hold of the accused, the trial cannot proceed. So that's why Duterte is saying he will not allow himself to be taken. So that the trial will not proceed. But if you look at the how many Gazans were killed so far, about 35,000.
The one na na-count pa, no? And I think half of them are children, right? 15,000
Yeah,
plus, so that's a
about
lot.
35,000 casualties. But in the drug war of Duterte, there was a count of 25,000. Although officially the PNP acknowledged about 6,500 were killed in their operations, but the unofficial figure, if you count all the others who were killed, is about 25,000. So it's almost there with the war in Gaza.
Except the Gaza one is within the 6 months, yung isa 6 years, di ba?
Yes.
I mean, I think maybe that also explains bakit ang bilis na tong nag-issue relative sa Pilipinas. So, the Philippines facing warrant of arrest for accountable officials so after so many years, this is not a discrimination case to you, Justice Carpio? This is not a political thing in your opinion? Do you think it's just because of the gravity of the case and the access to evidence and all?
Yes, because obviously it's easier to examine the facts of this case because it's happening before us. No, the media is there. In other words, you can count the bodies. You can see the bombs falling, and the missiles striking. But in the case of, and it was of course upon the instruction of Netanyahu. In the case of Duterte, this was done sub rosa at night, and of course he assumed responsibility.
Yeah, and I would say another difference is we have a lot of videos, documentary evidence in the ongoing war where parang, I mean, what it appears like nagbo-boast pa sila for using certain indiscriminate violence, or that's how it appears. While in the case of the drug war in the Philippines, parang meron pa silang excuse na nanlaban or something like that. So my more plausible deniability, I don't know if that's even appropriate in the case of the Philippines, kasi parang may instructions pa on how to get around it. I mean, just Carby, you come from Davao. Do you think that it was really the Davao method they employed during the operations that led to allegedly EJKs? I mean, was this Davao writ large? Totoo ba na there was a Davao death squad group na talagang operated in Quezon City during those days? What is your understanding of the
Was written in, I think, in a rap article that the death squad from Davao were sent to Manila, to Metro Manila.
Even the Reuters, I saw that. Yeah, there was a division QC.
Yeah.
And just a question. If you were Duterte ngayon and you're looking at the latest development with ICC issuing potentially warrants of arrest against both leaders of Israel and Hamas, do you think he'll feel reassured or not reassured?
Well, I think he knows it's coming, that the warrant of arrest is coming. But he's banking that the Philippine government now will not turn him over.
And if you're Marcos, how are you going to look at it? Because if I'm not mistaken, U.S. put a lot of pressure on ICC. I think there were open threats by a number of American Republican senators that they're going to sanction them and impose other kind of punitive measures. I think behind the scenes, it looks like even the Democratic White House put some pressure on ICC, or was implying that it would pressure on the ICC because they saw this as non-constructive. So if the U.S. couldn't stop ICC from doing this, because that means Netanyahu cannot go to the Europe, right? I mean, Europe is a big deal for a leader of a democracy, major democracy, right? Going to Europe. If you're Marcos, how do you think you're going to feel about it? Are you going to say this is a totally different case?
Well, in the case of Netanyahu, remember that the ICC was a project of the EU. So he will have a problem going to Europe. And of course, Duterte will not go to Europe anymore. He will stay here, or either here or China. So
potentially
it's really up to the president. If the president feels that there is a destabilization coming from the Duterte camp, he might just put an end to the destabilization by turning Duterte over to the ICC.
Yeah, so that would be the Damocles sword, no? For BBM, as we have been discussing in different episodes. Justice Carpio, just a slight question before we transition more to Philippine-related issues. Obviously, the ICC is still Philippine-related issue because we brought it back to Duterte. So, tingin mo sasali si Kiboloy kay Digong if mag-China siya? Do you think they're going to be in the same resort, or do they have like similar accommodations? Who's going to get better accommodation in China sa tingin niyo?
Well, I think they will get Kiboloy soon. It's just too embarrassing to the PNP if they cannot get Kiboloy. I mean, they will lose credibility. They have to get him soon.
I think Senator Triana said parang sabi niya something along the lines of kulang yung ano prize money. Sabi niya pagtaasan mo yung presyo, baka yung bodyguard mismo ay babaliktad na, di ba? What do you think about that? Sa tingin mo it will work in Davao? You think babaliktad na siya ng mga Praetorian Guard niya, if I can put it that way, kung medyo mataas, say 10 million pesos. So tingin niyo, that will do it.
That's why I said that they have to send a team from Manila to get him, because that's the normal thing to do. I mean, you cannot rely, it could be a hometown decision. So to prevent that, you have to send a team from Manila.
And who knows, maybe the same thing will go after Digong after a few months, if not a few weeks. I mean, this is kind of, this daming ganap. So Justice Carby, just be ready, not at we will attack you to get your opinion as soon as yung paka may live stream pa tayo mamaya, di ba? Live stream habang may standoff. Do you think there'll be a Mexican standoff? Davao standoff, how can I put it?
Well, I don't think, not for Kibula, I don't think he will fight.
Pero hindi ko medyo may posibilidad magana sila mag Mexican standoff. I mean, that would be crazy if live stream natin yan. Parang I want to be live in Davao to do that. Now, Justice Scarpia, papunta na tayo sa West Philippine Sea. Sorry if I'm putting you on the spot. I want to ask you again, taga Davao kayo eh. So I'm going to put you on the spot. If you have questions on Batak or Lawag and all, ask me, I'll be on the spot to explain the Marcos side. Justice Garvey, another question. Nga pala, Batak rin pala kayo. So that works both. Another question. What is your reading ito ng itong latest reshuffle sa Senate? Do you think it had to do with Palace not being happy with Zubiri? Because Zubiri was saying na, was implying na he was eased out by BBM. Parang ganun ang dating eh. But my sense is because probably he was not really in charge, no? Parang ang sabog ng Senado, yung kay Kiboloy, and then ito kay Bato, yung mga hearings nila, like, it's all over the place, right? I mean, what is your understanding of what's going on there? And could this also impact the China-related investigations in the Senate on Duterte?
Well, I think the Malacanang was happy until the investigation of Bato came to the scene, no? Because I think they wanted the investigation of Bato on the PDEA, leak of the PDEA list. They wanted it shut down. But Zubiri followed the tradition in the House, that in the Senate, that the chair of the committee has a great leeway to handle his committee. So he didn't want to shut it down. So I think that cost him his seat, his presidency. And I think he was referring to that he was saying that he protected the independence of the Senate from interference, no? He did not follow instructions from outside the Senate. And I think basically it refers to the committee hearings of Bato on the PDEA list. I think Malacanang wanted to shut it down, but he didn't follow Malacanang, so he was ousted by the group, no?
Yeah, yun din ang reading ko na. Although my understanding is medyo matagal na alanganin yung position ni Zubiri. In fact, from the very beginning, it was not necessarily favorite, diba? Although I'm not sure also Cynthia Villar was necessarily the favorite of the Senate. But mukhang this was the last straw, no? That broke back the camel, no? The back of the camel.
But you know, Zubiri was a good friend of BBM. They were
that's why he became the Senate president, right? Yeah, in a way. But Justice Scarpia, because ang concern ko is baka ang inisip nila because his base is in Mindanao, that's why he has not been, let's say, most reliable, quote unquote, both on Kiboloy and potential in Duterte issue. Do you think there could be also that angle? Because he's also from Mindanao, Zubiri, diba? Yun yung baluarte niya, diba?
Well, I think they were happy with the investigation of Kiboloy, with the all other investigation of the Senate until now. I think this is the. I don't think it was a case of their displeasure being built over time. I think this is just one item that they felt that they had to shut down
the committee
of Bato.
Speaking of the committee of Bato, I mean, I'm not sure what was really wrong with Agent Morales reminding everyone of the fact that someone was convicted and was part of it. I mean, parang sinabi ni Bato, you are entitled to your opinion but not to state the facts about convicted senators or something like that. I mean, I've never seen someone invited to the Senate. Ako, in-investigate ako. Hindi ko alam dun sa the good senator. Siya convicted. I mean, Justice Carr, I mean, what's going on? I mean, is this the worst ever we have seen in the Philippine Senate? I mean, you probably have been following the Philippine Senate. I've never expected this. But I mean, some would say that was a breath of fresh air. Bakit? Akala mo, ako investigate, ikaw convicted. I mean, what the... Sumasagot talaga eh. I think sa kaka-guesting niya kay Maharlika Buljak TV na vlog niya, medyo tumapang masyado yung ano, napapagtuloy si Bato eh. But speaking of the new Senate President, Chis Escudero, he was in that hearing nung nagsagutan si Jinggoy at saka si Jonathan Morales. Wouldn't that reflect badly on Jesus Cadero? And the reason I also want to ask about Jesus Cadero is, isn't he known to be a bit, quote unquote, soft on China? I mean, the statement he has been making is more anti-US, or for the lack of a better term, medyo maladigong yung mga sinasabi ng US. I mean, of course, I agree we should be independent and all of that. But the way he talks about EDCA, na dapat baka may rent dapat ang EDCA, parang hello, kaya nga EDCA yan, hindi US-based. And then recently, may sinabi siya na huwag tayo masyado dun sa US camp. I mean, that sounds kind of weird considering everything is happening in the West Philippine Sea with China. Hindi kaya?
Yes, I think he is not as strong against China as Zubiri. Let's see if he will maintain that posture.
I mean, si Zubiri kakabalik lang pang pag-asa, nag-effort pa siya, hindi naman junket, pero, I mean, Justice Carver, honestly, how do you feel, I mean, retired naman kayo ngayon eh, how do you feel about suddenly everyone matapang on West Philippine Sea when nung panahon ni Digong tayo-tayo lang nagsasalita? Di ba? Parang nakikiuso lahat. But, I mean, forget about Tolentino and Bato types, pero yung mga iba dyan na pa-center-center, pa-left-left, I mean, they were all quiet during the Digong's time. I mean, ngayon bigla like papag-asa sila every other week or something. I mean, what do you feel about it? Hindi ba parang ridiculous yan? Or wala, politika lang talaga?
Well, we have to, our role is just to welcome them. To welcome them that they have seen the light. I don't hold any grudges on them as long as they become new converts. They will be supportive already. That's okay with me.
Well, I mean, if we had a former chief of Supreme Court, now what, executive secretary or something, I wouldn't mind you as the foreign secretary kasi napaka-diplomatic po kayo. Justice Scarpio, I mean, you're really nice. I mean, I'm just looking to get to say something. Purong, ang ganda ng mga sagot niyo, sir. Eh. Wala talagang mahirap. So I'm sure kahit si Robin Hood Padilla ang katapat niyo, sir. Baka tali niya pa si Jay Batong Bakal sa patience and understanding. Although si Jay, sabi niya, may mute option naman ng Zoom. Eh.
You know, I was surprised because initially, Robin Hood Padilla wanted to create a maritime militia. And suddenly, he's singing a different tune now. So I hope he will make another turnaround.
Nagsara all kasi siya. Nagsara all. Now, Jesse Carvin, now let's go. So that was just the warm-up. Now let's go to the real meat of discussion. Una-una, Jesse Scarpio, gaano ka malala itong concern about infiltration of the Philippine military? And I'll just say right off the bat, itong sidelining, again, to put it mildly, of Vice Admiral Carlos, right? What the heck was going on there?
Well, the
from what we understand.
Yeah, the fault of Carlos seems to be two. First, he talked about foreign policy without the presence of DFA.
Above his pay grade. That's above his pay grade, yeah.
Yeah, that's above his pay grade. And second, he committed. He said that he got clearance from all the way up to Browner and Tudoro, no? So, and these two actually denied. So, that's the big problem, because that made his position as Westcom chief untenable already, because the Chinese were pointing to him that you committed that your superiors approve of this. Now the superiors denied. So that's the problem. That's the reason why I think he's now he's he can't find him. Actually, he already retired. His past was extended for another 2 years when he was appointed Westcom. But since he's no longer with Westcom, I think the result of that is he's retired, no? So, oof. But it's a lesson really to everybody that first of all, you should not be talking to the Chinese embassy on matters that are part of the negotiation of any sovereign rights, sovereignty. I mean, you can talk to them and say pleasantries with them, but not on substantive matters that should properly be within the jurisdiction of DFA, no? And it's against protocol that the embassy would be talking directly to the people in our bureaucracy. They should be talking to the Philippine DFA, because it should be diplomat to diplomat, not the diplomat talking to military. So it's a lesson to everybody that there is such a protocol, and you cannot just commit. When even DFA people are very guarded when they talk with their counterparts in other countries, they don't want to really commit unless they're in a formal negotiation and there are minutes. That's the time for you to say things, stating the position of the country. So they're always, that's second nature to our diplomats. But it looks like Carlos was very loose with his statements. Imagine that, saying that, oh, I got clearance already on that. I got clearance already on that.
Parang then, playing by the ears, medyong dating, no? Masyadong, yeah. Oof. I mean,
but
it's not
but, you
the
know,
first. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I do not think that Carlos was actually working for China, because what he was doing was, okay, he said, okay, we agree that we will send only food and water and not construction materials. But he was part of the team that sent construction materials. So actually, he was fooling also the Chinese. He was saying we will not send construction materials. But actually, the Navy at the time were bringing in construction materials. So he was still, he thought that he could play with the Chinese. But, you know, it's difficult to play with these people, because they bug everybody. They wiretapped everybody here in the Philippines. So they will get your conversation with them will be taped. And you have to assume that every time you talk with an embassy official, whether it's China, Japan, US, Russia, you should assume that you will be taped.
Right. Justice, okay. First of all, the thing is, itong China spilling the beans, if I can put it that way, this has been going on for quite some time, di ba? Yung gentleman's agreement pa lang, lumalabas na itong China, hindi sila, mahirap silang kausap, di ba? So, isn't it possible na ang nangyari dito is because si Carlos ay nag-aral sa China before, and then parang wala nang gusto makipag-usap sa China dahil takot sila na malik na naman yung conversation at mga, ano sila, ma-embarrass sila. Parang sabi na, nako, mukhang ako na lang natira, kausapin ko sila. Anyway, medyo kilala ko naman sila. And not in a malicious way, just in a way of stepping in and filling in the vacuum. I'm not trying to justify what Carlos said. I'm trying to understand from a rational standpoint why he would have done that. And then the other thing I would say, Justice Carpio, is parang, hindi ba parang nag-breakdown yung protocols, in a sense na you have the defense secretary openly making statements on foreign policy, saying there's no point in talking to China. You have people from different branches of the state making constant statements on the West Philippine Sea. Parang halos di ko na narinig si Manalo eh. Honestly, I don't know when was it. I've been writing like 200 articles in the past few months on this stuff. Hindi ko maalala last time na I quoted Manalo or even si Daza. I mean, I'm always quoting someone else, including Gibo. So my sense is baka in that sabog situation, alang gusto makipag-usap kayo, no? Ito nag... nagsabi niya, oh, mukhang wala naman, ako na lang, di ba? So baka yun ang nangyari, di ba? And then later on, nilaglag na lang siya. Ay, wala kami alam dyan. Is it possible na baka ganun yung nangyari?
Well, I think what Carlos thought was he was doing the right thing, because he was fooling the Chinese. He was saying, yes, we will not send construction materials, but he knew that they will be sending construction materials. So that's, I think, how he justified it. But the problem is, the Chinese taped him. And then when the
Which
Chinese
he should have known,
had
and
to
he
prove
should
that
have
there
known
was
that they're
a...
gonna spill the beans, diba? I mean, ginawa nila dun sa gentleman's agreement. So, para medyo reckless to, diba? If you think about
Yeah,
it.
that means actually the Chinese burned him already. I mean, they knew that if they come out with that story that it was Carlos who said yes to the new agreement, and of course Carlos will not confirm that. They knew that they would lose him. Carlos will be mad at them. So that's the situation. So, but the effect is not only on Carlos, but on all others. Nobody would want to talk
chilling
to them
effect.
now.
Yeah, there'll
Yeah.
be a chilling effect. Exactly. No one wants to talk to them, which is dangerous. Do you think the Chinese are really thinking about the secondary consequence, if not primary consequence of this, or are they in a burn the bridge mode na rin ngayon, which is
Well,
nakakatakot pag ganun.
yes, and it's like they're going now to this new rule, that their new Coast Guard regulation, that anyone who trespasses on the 10-dash line, whether an individual or a warship or whatever, will be seized, no, will be detained. So, but they can never implement that. I mean, how can they seize the U.S. warship? They'll be blown out of the water. So it's. I think they did not think it through, because right now they will have a problem. They made a rule that they cannot implement, and that weakens their case.
Yeah,
so
which
I,
means,
I think they they're
yeah.
in a panic mode. Suddenly everybody is against them, so they come out with all of these statements that are not well thought of. And I think they lost a lot of supporters there when they exposed Carlos, because nobody would talk to them again, no?
And nobody in power. I'm sure many people na gusto mag free trip sa Shanghai, mag live from Shanghai, gusto nila makapag-usap sa China, but no one with serious power or influence wants to touch China. I mean, it's a kiss of death, right?
Yeah, I mean, for... You are dispensable anytime for China. They can expose your what you did, what you said, and the result is you will be asked to resign, or you will be put on inactive status, just like Carlos. And for a military official or even a government official, about to end your career, that's bad.
Medyo ignominious yung retirement mo kung ganun, di ba? Like, after serving the country in so many good ways, di ba? Throughout
yeah.
so many years. Medyo, I sense na both of us have some sympathy in this case. Na it's a really tragic case, and it just tells you the dangers of dealing with China. No, na they have no qualms, throwing you under the bus.
Yes, they will throw you under the bus. They will throw you under the bus, and that should send a message to Filipinos who are working with China on the South China Sea. They will be thrown under the bus by China when the time comes.
Speaking of being thrown under when the time comes, again, kanina we were talking about, if you're Duterte looking at the ICC decision on Netanyahu, maybe you have a reason to worry. Now, if you're looking at what they're doing to everyone in the Philippines who bothers to talk to them and all, as a Duterte, wouldn't you worry na baka they'll spill the beans even more on Duterte? I'm sure they may have many recordings of their conversations and exchanges with Duterte,
yeah,
which could come out anytime, di ba?
Actually, it happened. Remember, Duterte denied that there was a gentleman's agreement. I mean, initially, Panelo denied that there was a gentleman's agreement. He said, I checked with Duterte, and he said, there's no such thing. But then China said, no, there is. And Duterte said, yes, there is. I mean, he cannot contradict China. You know why? Because
yeah,
China has the goods on him. Yeah.
I mean, wow.
China is holding him by the neck.
Grabe, no? This is abutin a neck lang. Eh. This is very dangerous, Justice Garvey. No? I mean, so now we officially have the investigations kicking off. This morning, nagsimula na yung investigation sa House. And Representative Franz Castro is asking for Duterte to show up. Just so, obviously, just like Kibuloy, I doubt he'll show up. But Duterte being Duterte, I don't know. Bakang mamaya pipiliti dyan ng China. Hoy, magpakita ka dyan, mag-explain ka dyan. I mean, where do you think this is gonna go? And with Chiz Uscodera in charge of Senate now, do you think there'll be an opening also in the Senate? Or regardless of Chiz being there, Riza Ontiveros and those types are gonna push also for proper investigation? Because I think itong Carlos case, ah, and by the way, this is the second Carlos, high-level Carlos, to step down under Marcos, but I don't. Of course,
we Clarita is the other one.
Buti nga, yung isa, umalis na kasi baka kung ano na mangyari ngayon. Anyway, going back to this, Justice Carpio, I mean, where do you see the investigations going? This could be a can of worms, no? And China, nakakatakot pag Duterte ka ngayon, di ba? They could force you to go there and defend them in the hearings or something. Or else, right?
Yeah, well, the other thing there is they might subpoena Carlos, the House and the Senate.
Yes, almost so, sure.
Yeah, and they will subpoena also the others. So
I mean, Harry Roque, those types.
No, I mean the other. Well, of course, the other officials, they will confirm that they never gave a go signal to Carlos. So Carlos will be left on his own. What will he say? He will say, yes, I said it, or no, I did not say that. That's an invention by the Chinese.
Grabe to, no? I mean, this could go crazy. I mean, I know, of course, there's some people who might run next year, and they're very concerned about not getting anything involved. Itago na natin sa pangalan na hindi ko sasabihin. Wow. What is your... Do you think there'll be mga pasabog na mas credible doon sa mga pasabog ni Agent Morales? Or there will be some sort of back and forth? Do you think Carlos could pull up an Agent Morales on some senator or something? I don't know, Bato or someone? Hey, ikaw nga, digong ka eh. Mga ganun. Like, do you think something crazy like that could happen, Justice Scarpio?
Well, I read a statement of PMA, I think the batch of Carlos. They are fully behind him. But they're saying that they believe in Carlos, and he would not have said that without clearance from above. That's what they're saying.
Oh, so, wow.
This is going to be really a tough, tough decision, no? Because if Carlos was really given the approval, he will say it. But if he was not given the approval, I don't think he will say it. The Anyo and Teodoro would stand fast, no?
Yeah.
So I don't really see where this is going. Unfortunately,
baka Mexican standoff din mangyari dyan if the whole PMA batch joined this guy. I mean, for all we know, Justice Carter, baka may recording din siya na may clearance siya. I mean, maybe he learned something when he studied in China, right? Like, always get the recording just in case they throw you under the bus. I mean, this baka may mga susunod na kabanata. We never know.
Yeah. Well, I don't. From the my assessment is that I don't think he was given clearance. He justified it by saying that I'm fooling the Chinese. Yeah. We will be sending construction materials anyway.
Ano ka lang yan? Anash ko lang yan. I guess.
So the end justifies the means. But probably he did not realize the consequence that this could mean a waiver of sovereign rights. I think that's where his assessment was deficient. Because if China taped him and China said, okay, you said that there was an approval by your superiors, so this is approved. And that would become a waiver of sovereign rights. So I think he did not think it through.
Right. Justice, for the purpose of some audience, kasi may mga makapili tayo nagko-comment dito, hindi naman daw territorial rights yan, iba naman yung sovereign rights. So let's just say, according to the school of Bobby Tiglao, Wala tayong hanas dyan. Can you explain to people what is the sovereign rights? I'm sorry, Jessica, we have to do it once in a while kasi nakakainis na mga tao, but wala. The school of attorney Bobby Tiglao believes na dapat wala tayong hanas dyan. So could you educate our friends?
Well, it's clear under the arbitral tribunal award that Yuin Shihol is part of our EEZ, part of our exclusive economic zone. It is not a territory. It's part of our EEZ. We don't have sovereignty, but we have sovereign rights. And sovereign rights are
They're
less than sovereignty.
Yeah, but it's
sovereign rights are limited to the right to exclusively to exploit the resources, get the gas, oil, fish, other mineral resources. But in that area of the EEZ, of course, there is a freedom of navigation and overflight. Any country can sail there, no? But sovereign rights is still very, very valuable. And you just imagine if we lose Reed Bank. Reed Bank is supposed to have three times the gas reserves of Malampaya. Malampaya served us for 25 years. And you can just imagine the value. So sovereign rights are important. Countries fight over sovereign rights because they are valuable. It may not be equivalent to territory, but the underlying assets, the oil, the gas, oil, other mineral resources, untapped gas hydrates. And in fact, the gas hydrates are found in the deep sea bed, and they are the fuel of the future. When we run out of gas and oil, we will have to use gas hydrates. So,
mahirap mag-zoom pag naka-gas hydrate. Medyo mahirap yata mag-lighting system. Justice Scarpia, sorry, just to cut you there, but I mean, let's not forget, I mean, we cannot have sovereignty over low tide. I mean, these are low tide elevations after all, right? They're not territories claimed. I mean, people are forgetting about it. Yung sinasabi ni China na island to mga to, they're not islands. There's no island.
They're not islands.
They're not.
And China cannot claim it as territory. China cannot claim it as territory, but China is claiming it as territory. You know, the pro-China Philippines are saying, that's not our territory because that's low tide. But China is claiming it as territory, but they're not taking China to task for claiming it as territory when it cannot be claimed as territory. They're taking us to task. I mean, they should apply the same standards when it comes to China. We have the same facts. We're talking of a low tide area beyond the territorial sea of any high tide feature.
Exactly. I mean, the only value of the low tide elevation is if it is within the 12 nautical miles and then it bumps up your territorial sea, right? I mean, that's the only time that it could have some implications for
territory
that can be claimed, and then the maritime and the time. But yun nga, kasi Justice, I think for all our efforts to educate folks, unfortunately, itong mga makapili na yan, they're good in mixing things up, diba? And kind of exaggerating and twisting things. Kaya, sorry, Justice, I had to ask you to just remind people that the last thing you want to do is to argue the case for China and argue a bad case for China. I mean, as if it were not bad enough to lawyer for China against the Philippines. Your arguments are even, you know, like ridiculous.
Yeah, they have a new argument now. They're saying that the Mutual Defense Treaty does not apply to the West Philippine Sea because the West Philippine Sea is disputed because it cannot apply to a disputed territory. But the West Philippine Sea maritime areas are exclusive economic zone. It's no longer disputed. I mean, the U.S. itself says the decision of the arbitral tribunal is final and binding on China. So if we sail there, our Navy ship sails there, and it's subjected to armed attack by China, we can invoke the treaty. What these pro-Chinese Philippines are saying is that, that is still contested. That's still disputed. No, it's not disputed. As far as Americans are concerned, they said the decision is final and binding. So it's already legally settled. It's no longer disputed.
Of course,
China
but
just doesn't
they're
want
gonna
to
say
recognize
that
it.
But they're going to say, oh, but U.S. has not ratified the UNCLOS. So why would they? So again, we have to explain they follow UNCLOS as a matter of customary international law, right?
Yes.
Even if yung Senate nila pasaway because of Republicans and all. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, the U.S. said that while we have not ratified it, we consider as customary international everything in UNCLOS except for the seabed authority. So this 200-mile EEZ, the extended continental shelf, high tide, low tide, they consider that as customary international binding on all countries, whether you have ratified UNCLOS or not. That's their position.
And lastly, Justice Scarpio, let's discuss latest na atin to flotilla visit by the Philippine Civil Society. What is your general assessment? Do you think this time it was done better than the previous time, and also in terms of reaction of Chinese government and also the Philippine government? Anong intindi mo ng big picture so far dun sa latest flotilla visit ng ating civil society groups?
Well, I think it was a success in the sense that first, they were able to deliver the supplies, and they were able to put in place the markers, the buoys that they wanted. And I think the biggest success is it forced China to come out with a new regulation. And this new regulation cannot be enforced. It will put China in a dilemma. They say this is the rule, we will enforce it, but actually they cannot enforce it, because how can you enforce it against the U.S. warships? Against British and the French warships.
Just for the purpose of those, again, and hindi binasa yung fine print, anong bagong batas ng China, and how does this fit into China's tradition of coming up with mumbo-jumbo legislations, including fishing bans, including itong mga claims sila na may kung ano nung charot na meron sila in the fake islands they built? Because China uses quasi-legal position,
yeah, well,
right, to enforce its bullying.
Well, remember China passed a new Coast Guard law saying that the Coast Guard, the Chinese Coast Guard, can take all measures, including firing of weapons, to enforce the Chinese claim on their jurisdictional waters. Their jurisdictional waters include waters within the 10-dash line. Now they're saying that to implement that law, the Coast Guard has come out with a regulation that foreign individuals entering the 10-dash line or exiting the 10-dash line without their permission will be arrested and detained for 60 days without trial. And also they said that it also applies to foreign vessels. And this is
so where technically Americans do. Yeah.
Yeah. They will have to seize also the American warships. But how can they seize the American warships? They will be sunk first. So it's something that they cannot implement. Even for now, if they arrest and detain Filipino fishermen, that gives us the opportunity to bring another case before an UNCLOS tribunal. And we will say that there's freedom of navigation in that area. They violated that. Second, that is our exclusive economic zone. And they were fishing in our exclusive economic zone. We have a right to fish there. So what the tribunal will do is they will order China to release the crew and the vessel, just like in the Arctic Sunrise case. The crew and the vessel will have to be released because China has no right. So of course, China will not release. They will release on their own time, but then they will become a rogue state again. I mean, they will be violating international law openly. So we will get more sympathy and support.
Right. But I mean, justice, obviously, they could just be selective, right? They'll just put that may law, and obviously, they'll not apply to strong countries, but they'll apply to Philippines and Vietnam once in a while. Hindi ba kaya ganun? Or they'll use that as a deterrence against, let's say, Malaysia or yung mga ibang bansa na who don't want to rough, you know, you don't want to get into trouble with China, right? Or ruffle China's feathers. I mean, I see where you're coming from. Baka maging mukhang tanga sila. I'm sorry, just to be frank about it. But at the same time, I could see now, in a way, it might also work. Couldn't it, if they selectively apply it?
Well, if they do that, selective, then it will not set a precedent that it's theirs. Because if they are not applying it equally, then it's not, the waters don't belong to them. That's an admission that might is right. That here are the American warships that they cannot attack, so they allow. So it's a that will show to the world that they're not serious. I mean, they will only bully the small countries, but countries that that have a powerful navy, they cannot touch. So they will really appear as a bully.
Just a second, sorry to push you on this. Naging ano, ask me anything session na may mga makapila na naman nagko-comment naman dito na wala tayong maasahan sa Amerika. I mean, last time I checked, perhaps one reason why Chinese are not shooting at us or anything is precisely because they know there's a mutual defense treaty with the US should that event come. And I mean, my reading also is, kasi everyone keeps on saying yung 2015 meeting in White House between Xi Jinping and Obama, when he supposedly promised that he's not going to militarize, but he militarized. But he didn't militarize Scarborough Shoal. So in a way, it looks like the U.S. deterrence is effective above the gray zone, right?
Well, the U.S., when President Xi promised not to militarize the islands, but he militarized it, the U.S. Lost face there, lost credibility, but they could not really intervene because they're not claiming the islands, and they cannot use force to settle a territorial dispute. That's a territorial dispute. I mean, under UNCLOS and under the UN Charter, you cannot settle a territorial or maritime dispute by waging war. You have to settle it by peaceful means. So we did it by peaceful means when we went to The Hague. We won. And that's what we should be doing now. If the Chinese will arrest our fishermen, we should also go to The Hague before the UNCLOS tribunal. So that's the problem. The Americans said, okay, there was a promise by President Xi not to militarize it, but their problem is they don't have a claim.
Right. So union limitations nila, but nevertheless, there's a value to the whole alliance. That's why so far China. Also, the fact that they have not imposed an air defense identification zone, di ba? Plano nila noon pa, di ba? Well, the fact na wala pang ADD or total exclusion zone.
Well, this is my argument to people who say that the Americans are not helping us. If today the Americans leave the South China Sea, their allies leave the South China Sea also, will leave also. The following day, the 10 dash line will become the national boundary, will become the international boundary of China, and everything within the 10 dash line will be the national territory of China. We will lose immediately. The reason why we are still there is because the U.S. conducts naval patrols, freedom of navigation operations. So I said, that is the value. We are still in the fight. We have not lost the West Philippine Sea. We are still there in the Spratlys because of that MDT. The Chinese would not dare evict our forces in Pag-asa because that could be considered an armed attack on armed forces of the Philippines. And the Americans have said that. That will be covered by the treaty. So that is the value of the treaty. It keeps us alive as far as the West Philippine Sea is concerned.
A fighting chance, no? Yeah. Scarby, let me vehemently disagree with you. My sense is China will occupy South China Sea even before the Americans leaving. I mean, the moment that they know Americans are going to leave, they're going to take over. I mean, we saw in Afghanistan, right? The moment that Taliban knew US is going to withdraw, hindi pa nila hinintay yung Amerika umalis. Eh, kinuha na nila yung buong Afghanistan. I mean, my sense is this is how these authoritarian powers operate. The moment they know there's no one to check them, they're going to gobble you up.
Yeah, that's Mischief Reef. When the Americans left Subic and Clark, they took over Mischief Reef.
So they would have come all the way down, right? I mean,
yes. So without, if the Americans withdraw from the South China Sea, then the 10 dash line becomes the actual border now of China. We lose everything.
De facto. Lastly, Justice Scarpia, sorry for medyo late na. Just a last question. Sa tingin niyo dapat mas maraming mangyayaring activities katulad nung atin to? Do you think the civil society has to have more say, more participation in helping our government? Kasi ang concern ko lang naman dito is baka gagamitin ng China ng excuse yan na magpadala ng mga fake civil society, yung GNGO, yung tinatawag na government NGO. Alam mo naman, di ba? If you have been to events in, I don't know, Myanmar or Vietnam or China, may mga NGO, I've been to North Korea, may NGO daw sila. I mean, obviously, this, so, don't you think there could be a risk there or some accidental, you know, stupid action by China? Do you think this is just a risk worth taking? It's part of our nation building. I mean, our good colleague in Philippine Daily Inquirer, Randy David, has been saying what we have been saying, which is this is our moment of refound nationalism, diba? Renewfound nationalism. How do you see this, Justice Scarpia?
Well, I see it positively that we are sending people power at sea. I look at this as people power at sea, and the Chinese are in a dilemma how to respond, and they made a mistake by saying we will arrest everybody. How can they arrest the Americans when the Americans sail? So they'll have if they arrest our fishermen, then that gives us an opportunity to go back to the arbitral tribunal. And I'm sure they will be ordered to release. So they will be in a dilemma whether to release or not.
On that relatively positive note, I would say, Justice Scarpia, thank you very much. Again, sorry for going a little bit late into the day, but pasensya na, lalong-lalo na kung may arrest live stream si Kimo Loy or something. I'm gonna disturb you ahead of all the media and all. Justice Scarpia, mabuhay po kayo and thank you very much again for sharing your views and nagtalaga nagboxing tayo back and forth. Oh, ito yung sinabi ng Makapili. May live session tayo gano, Justice Scarpia. I enjoy it. This is like a town hall, di ba? Kung may maso, okay. Hindi rin. Hindi, ganun talaga. Thank you so much, Justice. Is there anything else you want to say? You want to share, Justice Scarpia? I don't know, for people who are having doubts or people who are very inspired for their latest fight. Kasi ako, you know, I just came from Stanford, from US and all. And para medyo pogi tayo sa Pilipinas ngayon eh. Medyo nirespeto na tayo ulit dahil sa ginagawa natin sa West Philippine Sea. Although may nagtanong sa atin, hindi daw sapat maging pogi, gusto niya maging Mr. Universe tayo. Sabi ko mga dalawang ligo na lang, maging Mr. Universe na tayo. Justice Curry, is there anything you want to add there?
Well, I think we should continue this. We should continue to assert our sovereign rights. And I like what the Atin Ito people did. And the reaction was the kind of reaction I wanted from China, which will put them in a dilemma, really, and will give us an opportunity to go back to the arbitral tribunal. So, well, thank you for inviting me again, Richard.
Our pleasure. And thank you to China for falling into our trap. So, on that note, talk to you soon, Justice Scarpia. Mabuhay po kayo and God bless.